Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for joining me. And we are going to be doing another episode of our Suffer Well devotional series for everyone. So thank you for being here. And this is the 235th episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the devotional here, and then I'm going to do a little teaching on it. And previously in the past, or often, I do devotionals that are preaching to the choir, encouraging people to what they need to know and hear. So they would be encouraged. But this message, I want you all to send to people that need to hear it, to the people that are blind, to the people that don't understand, to the people that think they realize it, but you understand that they're really in grave danger because they're missing the point. They're missing it. Based on their actions, they're not doing what they should do. And so we need to somehow, some way, pray for them, but also lift them up, that they would come to know the truth. And the truth would set them free, because many people certainly are not living it. So we read now. It says, "He put his trust in Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, and after him was none like him among all the sovereigns of Judah, nor who were before him, and clung to Yahweh. He did not turn away from following him, but guarded his commands, which Yahweh had commanded Moses. And Yahweh was with him whenever he went. He acted wisely, and he rebelled against the sovereign of Assyria and did not serve him." That's from 2 Kings 18, 5-8. Hezekiah understood. He embraced the true reality that the most important element in the walk of faith in the Most High was to cling to him tightly. His testimonial in 2 Kings itself speaks of Hezekiah's obedience to the word of Yahweh, his clinging to Yahweh's commands. It's as if his life was a living testimonial of Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 to 20. Choose life, love Yahweh, obey his voice, cling to him. The outcome, he will multiply and prosper you. The alternative, turn away, close your eyes, worship self-made idols, and you shall perish. Hezekiah, like all good kings, knew that the enemies he would face, the oppression that would come against him, would simply be too powerful for him alone. Hezekiah understood that to be a righteous king, his foremost responsibility was to remove all idol worship and fight to trust in Yahweh Almighty alone. He was walking in the steps of the King after the Almighty's own heart. "In you, Yahweh, I do put my trust," Psalm 71, verse 1. What sounds so simple and basic is indeed a paramount task in life, the life of a king. So many before him have failed. The pleasures of the world and the influences of man had turned down many kingdoms of those who have come before him. Kingdoms that were included in to flourish and take in dominion simply vanished at the hand of the disobedient kings. Yes, indeed, Hezekiah understood that his actions would affect the entire kingdom, and that he had a reverent fear because of that reality. How many of us simply go throughout our days and years numb to the fact that our actions as royal priests affect the entire body of the Messiah, and that our lives do impact the kingdom? Please recall, the kingdom of the Almighty does not come with observation, nor will they say, "See here," or "See there." For indeed, the kingdom of the Almighty is within you. Luke 17, 20-21. We somehow believe that our secret sins are often noticed by our Creator and don't affect other believers. This is a strong delusion that runs throughout the body and must be done away with, for nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Luke 8:17. The righteousness of your testimonials is everlasting life. Give me understanding and I shall live. Psalms 119:144. This is the cry of the heart that clings tightly to the hem of his garment. Take every thought captive unto obedience. 2 Corinthians 10:5. As did the Messiah. And one who possesses such a heart then proceeds in that obedience with reverence and awestruck wonder of Yahweh. This is the life of success. This is the life that continually guarded and protected from all enemies. This is the heart of the child that knows Daddy will provide. Daddy is the author, and I will do what Daddy says. A very wise and obedient thought indeed. I give this to you today, and I suggest this to you today, because there are so many people out there that are stuck in spiritual blindness. And it's the believer and the non-believer alike, or the so-called believer and the non-believer alike. Spiritual blindness is what's keeping people from clinging tight to Yahweh in every situation. I recently spoke to somebody who's about to make a very unwise decision, and he calls himself a brother of the faith. But I understand how the enemy deceives us, and I understand how he deceived me for so long. And I understand that there are things I still yet not know that I'm probably doing that I shouldn't be doing. But I seek the wisdom and the counsel of others. And I trust Yahweh's word more than I trust my own feelings. And we need to get to a point like that. Then I know people that claim not to be believers, or maybe they claim to be believers, but their life is so far against scripture, and they never pick up the Bible to read scripture. They're living in complete spiritual darkness, complete just lack of wisdom in every single decision they make, in every word they say. They are not clinging to Yahweh at all. And in both of these situations, it comes down to, today I give before you life and death, choose life so you may live. To cling to our Messiah, to cling tight to him and hold him. First, I want to take a look today at sinners. At sinners. It says in Psalms 51:5, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother did conceive me. Ephesians 2:3 says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Romans 5:19 says, for just as though the disobedience of one man is many, where sin is, so also through obedience of one man, many will be made righteous. Romans 7:14 says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Psalms 58:3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. And Romans 3:11 says, there is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks Yahweh. And I am telling you now, Yahweh does not answer the prayer of sinners. And what is so scary about that is, we are all born sinners. We are all brought into this world in a state of sin, and we continue in our flesh desire to live in sin. You know, and the great gift that Yeshua did for us in offering us an opportunity for salvation is a wonderful thing. But before we even get to that point, of understanding the redemption that comes with his blood, we have to admit that we're sinners. We have to admit it. We're unwise, uncounseled sinners living in complete darkness. And it's because of our ego and our pride that we try to make excuses. We try to make excuses, whether it's the person I know that calls himself a believer and is about to make a very unwise decision based on their flesh or the deception of the enemy, or whether it is the other person who's never even come close to understanding Yeshua. Continuing to make up excuses for their mistakes is not clinging to our Creator. And so many of us do this today. If you want our Creator to hear and answer your prayers, you must cling to Him. It starts off by admitting what a sinner we are. I'm going to say this now for the people that tell me, oh, I pray all the time, why isn't He answering my prayers? Somebody who's clinging to Yahweh would not even say that. They might say, I might not understand how He's answering my prayers. But they will never say He's not answering my prayers. And the real answer is, if He's not answering your prayers, it's because you're a wicked sinner that has not converted over. Your heart has not yet been circumcised. And the only prayer you should have is that He would open your eyes. You shouldn't be asking for anything else but that at this point in your life. At this point in your life, the only thing you should ask is that He would open your eyes so you would no longer have a desire to sin. And your heart would be changed and transformed. So then He would give you the blessing of hearing all your other prayers. Continually come to Him and ask Him to open your eyes, to open your heart and transform you. But I tell you this, if you ask and you don't mean it, it's just lip service and you can't fool our Creator. You can't ask Him to open your eyes and your heart and then go out and rob a bank or go out and start cursing and lying and stealing and doing all these different things. If you want this great gift He's offering you, you have to really want it and believe it. You have to really want it and believe it. And when I think about the obedience or the disobedience to the commandments of so many so-called believers today, they're really make-believers. They're really make-believers. At least people that never knew Him can't claim they knew Him. But there are so many people out there that claim they know Him, but He's still not answering their prayers. And that's a direct sign of what is wrong in their lives. And they need to research and look for the sin that's keeping them from this great blessing that they can have. So we have to get this. It says Yahweh does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly who will do His will. Remember that. That's an important thing. John 9:31. Yahweh does not listen to sinners. He listens to people, to the godly person who does His will. What do you think doing His will means? What do you think doing His will means? His commandments are His will. The Torah is His will. He doesn't listen to people who are not doing His Torah. That's not my opinion. That's what the Word is saying here. No matter who you are, somebody that's claimed to walk with Yeshua for many, many years, or somebody that's just new to this and you're trying to figure it all out, He listens to people that do His will. It should be our number one goal to search the book of the Bible to find out what His will is for us, for our lives, how He wants us to live our daily life, and do it so He would hear our prayers. That should be our number one goal. And if you're listening right now and you think, well, He's hearing your prayers and they're getting answered and all this, not if you're living against His word, then you would call Him a liar. He's not a liar. He's not a liar. He's honest. But He says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change so they would live. So they would live. And this person I know that's about to make a very, very unwise decision. And this other person I know that continues to tell me, oh, I pray all day long, but my life is so bad and I got all these hardships in my life and everything else. Stupidity. Blindness. The Bible says folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. Proverbs 9:13. Ecclesiastes 7:25. I searched everywhere, determined to find wisdom, to understand the reason for things. I was determined to prove that myself, that wicked is stupid, and that foolishness is madness. 2 Timothy 3:7 says, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. Proverbs 27:12 says, the prudent sees danger and hide himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. When I think about what these people are doing, and I think about how I was, and the mistakes I've made, and the counsel that I have that I didn't listen to, I just look at Proverbs 27:12 again. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. And for what's going on in my life now with the people that I'm trying to speak to and counsel and talk to, this is the perfect scripture. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. It's heart-wrenching to see people walking into such danger. Somebody's telling them, don't do that. Don't do that. But they go ahead and do it. And I've made this mistake clearly. And only by the grace of Yahweh did he let me come out alive. Only by the grace of Yahweh. But why put ourselves through that? Why put ourselves through that? And why do we even get ourselves in that situation? And here's the answer. It says, the wicked are too proud to seek Yahweh. They seem to think that Yahweh is dead. Psalms 10:4. And you might say, well, I ask him, I seek him, and I ask about him all the time. And I seek him. You're not seeking him if you're not doing his will. You're not seeking him if you're not searching out his commandments. You're not seeking him if you're making excuses why you no longer need to keep his guidelines and instructions. It's ego and pride that are keeping you away. It's time we admitted, we humble ourselves and says we are making a dumb move. Every single person I know is telling me not to do this. His word says not to do this, but I think different. No, let go of the ego. You don't know better. I would think about the story that the guy was on the roof and there was a big flood and the flood was rising. So he went to the top of his roof and somebody came in a boat and the boat was passing his house and the guy said, come get in the boat. I'll save you. And the guy says, you won't save me. God's going to save me. So the boat leaves and then a helicopter comes and says, come in the helicopter. I'll take you off the roof. Come in. No, I don't need you to save me. God's going to save me. And over and over and over again, this happens. And then again, another boat comes. Come on, the flood's getting deeper. Come in the boat. No, I don't need a boat. God's going to save me. And then finally, he's not saved. And then finally, he meets his maker. And he says, why didn't you save me? And he says, why didn't I save you? I sent you two boats and a helicopter, and you didn't get in. This is how people sound today. This is how people are today. This is how I was, and I have every right to say this because I made such terrible decisions in my life, such absolutely terrible decisions, just like the example I gave you. I looked for every excuse, and I had so much ego that I wasn't listening to the words of Scripture. I've come to a point in my life where I don't trust my own judgment in many, many things. I have to search out the Scriptures to see what it says. I have to listen to the counsel and the wisdom of others that aren't emotionally involved in the decisions I need to make. And I have to take it to the Word for confirmation of those things. And I have to feel the peace of the Holy Spirit to know that what I'm doing is right. If there's no peace about something, it's not the Holy Spirit in that. We have to understand this. And so many of us are just living in spiritual darkness. Living in spiritual darkness. It says in Proverbs 13:16, all who are prudent act with knowledge, but fools expose their folly. Fools expose their folly. Proverbs 15:21, stupidly is the delight of the senseless, but the understanding man walks uprightly. We're called in Scripture to grow and gain wisdom. A little baby would make unwise decisions. But a man, a grown-up, will make wise decisions, hopefully. I'm telling you, the wisest decisions you can make in life, whoever you are listening right now, is to not necessarily trust your own decisions. Seek the wisdom and counsel of others. Confirm everything in the word. Everything in the word. I don't care what is said, what you think, who you think is speaking to you. If you don't feel the peace of the Holy Spirit about the situation, the double-mindedness is a clear sign that it's not of Yahweh. And if you can't confirm it in the word, it's not of Yahweh. It's not of the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me that, Yahweh told me it's okay to break the Sabbath, or Yahweh told me it's okay to live a life doing these things that the Bible goes completely against. If the Bible goes against it, it's your own Bible you're following. It's not the Bible of Yahweh. Don't deceive yourself. It says in Proverbs 28:26, the holy word of Scripture, whoever trusts in his own heart is a fool. Whoever walks in wisdom will survive. It says in Proverbs 3:7, don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. 1 Corinthians 3:18 to 20 says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with Yahweh. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise. They are fertile. We must understand this. It's such an important message. It says in the scripture, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of me. The spiritual blindness is everywhere. The enemy wants to blind us. That's what he desires to do in our lives, to blind us so we can't see, so we don't understand his truth. We must ask Yahweh to light our path. We must submit to Yahweh's will for our lives, confirm everything in his word, and when he sends us help and the wisdom of others, we must use it. Matthew 15:14 says, so ignore them. They are blind guides leading the blind. And if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. Every counsel, everything must be confirmed in the word of our Creator. And understand that the blindness comes from the enemy, and this is what he wants. He tries to blind us so we can't see the way, the truth, and the life. That's what it says. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of me because they're spiritually blind. It says this in Scripture, what's going to happen in the future. In 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 4, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. Jude 1, 18 to 19 says, they say to you in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. I just pray for those that are just about to make unwise decisions. I shake my head just like our Creator probably shakes his head at us and how he shakes his head at me. What are we doing? What are we doing? 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, or since in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world did not know Yahweh through wisdom. It pleased Yahweh through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. Matthew 13:15-16 says, for the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and their eyes closed, and their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. And I pray for all eyes and ears to be open so you would see, so you would understand. So you would understand. 2 Corinthians 3:16 says, but whenever someone turns to Yahweh, the veil is taken away. The veil is taken away. We have to get this. The counseling of others can help us so much. The counseling of others. It says in Proverbs 15:22, plans fail without advice, but with many counselors, they are confirmed. When there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Proverbs 13:10. Proverbs 24:6, for you should wage war with sound guidance. Victory comes with many counselors. And Proverbs 20:18, plans are confirmed by getting advice with the guidance of one who wages war. Confirm everything in Scripture. Even the advice you're getting, confirm it in Scripture. But understand the counsel of others, the counsel from Yahweh, the counsel from the Holy Spirit will leave you at a place of peace. Will leave you at a place of peace. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to the advice and receive discipline, that you may become wise at the end of your life. Proverbs 12:15 says, a stubborn fool considers his own way right, but a person who listens to advice is wise. We need to build each other up and be there for each other. This is why I spent over an hour on the phone last night with a brother trying to speak some wisdom to him and help him. And forgive me, Yahweh, for all the foolishness that I still do that I don't see. And send people to me to speak to me and help me. And let me see it in your word. And let me feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:15 says, instead, by speaking the truth in love, we grow up and complete and become one with the head, that is one with Messiah. James 1:19, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Proverbs 4:13, keep hold of instructions. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. We need to understand this. And in Colossians 2:8, be careful not to allow anyone to captivity, to captive your thoughts to an empty, deceitful philosophy that is according to human traditions and that eternal spirits of this world, and not according to Yeshua. And Colossians 1:28 says, he is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may be present, everyone full mature in Yeshua. We need to understand this and hear this out. And as I counsel people in my life that are so lost, and I think about where I've come and still where I have to go, I just pray that we'd get it and wake up. And I send out this teaching, whether it's through the radio or through an audio or through a video. If you receive this teaching from me, please understand of what someone or something is trying to tell you. We need to let go of the ego. And we need to really submit to our Creator. He's waiting for it. All the blessings are waiting for you. All the blessings waiting for you. You will not have double-mindedness when it's of Yahweh. When it's of Yahweh. Read His word and seek the truth. And may He bless you. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. To this message, please share it with others that are just so blind to this truth that their eyes would be opened. And all the glory be to Yahweh for those opened eyes on His time and not ours. And praise our wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
All these years thought I could do it all, but there's a grace that wouldn't let me fall. I hear your voice, God, God, I hear your voice, God. All the things I know now, I wish I knew. I tried so hard, did all I could do. Now I hear your voice, God, God, I hear your voice. So I'm gonna lift my hands up high, and I won't lose sight. Surprise!